You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi there, I'm James Rea. I am the managing editor of LBC and I'm also the group head of news for Global.
What would you say is a vital part of a student newsreader or a student news presenter? What is the most vital part of their work?
I think when we are looking at demos, we are looking for a range of things. The main part of the job is that you're going to be on air and you're going to be broadcasting news. So we're looking for somebody who has got a great presentational style. So in a demo, I'm looking for that straight away. But also writing skills. Immediately you can tell, whether somebody really gets it by the type of scripts that's coming out of the speakers. And also I'm looking for people who have creativity in what they do. They're prepared to tell a story in a different way and actually don't go for the sort of traditional link clip approach to a demo.
Now, there are quite a lot of talk show programmes within student radio and people have ideas for them. What would be your best advice to talk show presenters? How can they get their topics across well?
You know what? I think being a talk radio presenter, being a speech radio presenter is not an easy thing. And I think the best talent, the best presenters are the ones who make it sound so natural and so effortless. But when I'm looking for talk radio presenters, I need people who are prepared to say what they think. They will open up their views. They will share their opinions. They're not afraid also to let the wall down on their lives. And I think it's those type of presenters who cut through and get attention.
Yeah. How can heads of news balance the various issues that they have, legal issues, issues with the university, in order to get good journalism out there?
Yeah, I think, the job of an editor is, you're going to be spinning a lot of plates. You've got to make sure that the output is number one. You've got a team to run. And then you've got lots of external relationships as well. You know, certainly my job is spent making sure that people were on other people's radar as well. So it really is a big job, but it's a very rewarding job as well.
And one final question. What would be your best bit of advice to a student newsreader or a news presenter wanting to make the step up to commercial radio? What would you say are the big differences and how can they approach this?
Well, I think that, the thing that I'm looking for is somebody who is hungry for it. You can see it on their face when they come in for an interview. They've got a real passion and a desire. You can tell that they are motivated, and I think they're the people who really make a difference in a newsroom.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.